Lights Out TV show. Welcome back to the 1950s Science Fiction Podcast. Today I want to talk about the early days of TV and a show called Lights Out. It was a TV version of a popular radio show from the 1930s. I recently published an article about it on my Vocal Media profile page. If you're interested, please take a look. I have almost 60 stories on various topics related to science fiction, podcast, and popular culture. To find my profile, go to Vocal Media and search for Edward German in the authors section. You can also find a link on the podcast platform. Thanks for listening. Lights Out was a popular horror and radio program that premiered in January of 1934 on NBC. It was created and written by Willis Cooper and later directed and produced by Arch Ober. The show was an anthology series that included elements of supernatural, mystery, suspense, and science fiction. It remained on the air until the late 40s when television became the new media. The TV show aired as four separate episodes in 1949, which were special broadcasts of the series. However, it didn't become a regular program until later. Fred Cole produced the TV series, and he also produced other live TV shows during the 50s, such as Playhouse 90 and The Goodyear Playhouse. Back then, during the early days of TV, most broadcasts were live. During the early part of the 50s, TV programs were not videotaped, but rather shot on movie film with the camera in front of the TV monitor, a process known as kinetoscope. The process of videotaping didn't come until later. The TV series Lights Out had a good run of about three seasons and received decent ratings during its time. However, it faced stiff competition from the classic sitcom I Love Lucy, which consistently outperformed it in the ratings. Nonetheless, the show featured a talented cast, including Boris Karloff, Vincent Price, and a young Leslie Nielsen, among others. The opening sequence of the show aimed to create a surreal atmosphere. It started with a head without a body narrating the episode. Just before the show began, the head would blow out a candle and command "lights out," after which the screen would go dark. The narrator, Frank Gallup, was an experienced radio announcer who began his career in the 1930s after quitting his job in investment banking. He later moved on to become an announcer on television. During a live monologue of the show, it was reported that the sleeve of his dark shirt caught fire. However, he remained in character and moved his hand slowly to extinguish the fire without breaking character. The Lights Out TV show's first season is available for viewing on Tubi.com. However, the other seasons are not yet available. I have watched the first two episodes of the first season, and they were both very good. The first episode, titled Beware of That Woman, tells the story of a woman who hires a college professor to help her get rid of a poltergeist in her house. The professor is skeptical and doesn't believe in the paranormal. She invites him to stay at her home for the evening. And strange things start to happen. Later, he consults with a colleague and discovers some interesting things about the woman. This episode stars Veronica Lake, a prominent actress during the 40s. Thank you for listening to this special episode of the 1950s Science Fiction Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I plan to create more brief episodes on the topic of 50s sci-fi, as well as related movies and TV shows. I invite you to check out my Vocal Media article on the Lights Out radio show, which I'm sure you'll find interesting. I'll be working on another show and will release it on the feed as soon as possible. As always, feel free to follow me on social media and provide feedback on the show. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at my username, EdwardGerman3. On Instagram, Shutterbug1681. I also have a website on WordPress, the 1950s Science Fiction Podcast.wordpress.com. Thank you again for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon. Once again, thanks for listening.